Hey guys, it's me, CTG Arya, founder of CoolTransGirl.com, and today is episode 9 of my podcast, Cool Trans Girl. Cool Trans Girl is essentially the advice I wish I would have had earlier in my transition. It is the content I wish I had revolving around mental health, wellness, spirituality, and self-improvement as a transgender woman or a transgender individual. In case you're new here and you didn't watch last week's episode, I talked about how I am getting facial feminization surgery, and that is happening tomorrow. And I was really nervous about it and had just been like super emotional thinking about the pain that I was going to go through. But now that it's a day away and I feel like I have a plan in place, I honestly am like super fucking excited. Like for some reason, I cannot wait to wake up after I get out of the OR and just be drugged the fuck up and in a world of hurt. I am so fucking excited. And this episode is actually going to be very, very short. I am so sorry. I did not budget my time well today. I went on a run because I'm not going to be able to go on any more runs after tomorrow for like 2 months, which is... I feel like I'm going to struggle with that, like, mentally, because honestly, like, going on runs and exercising is something that, like, helps me regulate my mental health. So I will keep you guys posted on what I do in order to maintain my sanity during the recovery process. So stay tuned for that episode. And before we dive into today's topic, I want to let you guys know she has a Wednesday wellness newsletter, which is basically an iconic quote, a weekly mantra, a journal prompt, or something for you to think about, and some words of affirmation. It goes straight to your inbox every Wednesday. It takes less than a minute to read. And I think that you can get some really great value out of it as a trans person, or even if you're not trans and you're just listening to this for key. Like, it's a fun newsletter. The quote is always like an iconic celebrity, and I have like a theme. Like last week's theme was Oprah. Before that, it was Lady Gaga. Before that, it was Princess Diana. So I always try to have like an iconic like female quote in my wellness newsletters. So yeah, there will be a link in my bio or in the comment section or whatever in the description for you guys to sign up. So yeah, anyways, without further ado, let's get into today's topic, because I literally need to be out the door 5 minutes ago because I'm getting my hair extensions taken out for facial feminization surgery, because if I leave them in, they will get matted as fuck and they will tear out my fucking hair, and then the hair that I bought will also be ruined. And that's just, you know, that just cannot happen. So after FFS, I'm going to look scary for a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Y'all are not going to see me without this hair. I'm not going to be on here. I'm not going to be recording my podcast fucking hairless. Like, that's fucking crazy. So I don't know if next week I'll have a podcast episode, because I'm going to be pretty drugged up. So we will see if I can record another one tonight. Maybe I will, but I'm not going to overpromise that. I'm not going to do that to myself right now. Anyways, so last night I was blottoed, which I feel like I definitely shouldn't have done before I got FFS, and I'm definitely like kind of tired today because of it. But yeah, so I was blottoed last night, and I was on Instagram and I was like, what do you guys want this episode to be about? And I had a few topics that you guys requested, and after careful consideration and just with the time that I have today and something that I feel like I can talk about easily, I think I'm going to talk about my HRT journey. So HRT, in case you guys don't know, is hormone replacement therapy. And yeah, so I'm just going to talk about like my experience with HRT. You know, the things that I went through, the things that I noticed in my transition. I'm not going to get very scientific. I think I'll do a more in-depth episode about it later. So yeah, I'm just going to talk about like my HRT journey. So, before I started HRT personally, I had decided that I wanted to socially transition first and then decide if I wanted to go on hormones. Because, you know, there are irreversible changes. And even though I felt like I knew it was something that I wanted, just the idea of, like, you know, some of these changes are irreversible. Like, you know, I didn't want to, like, start taking these hormones and realize I was like, oh, wait, like, this is wrong. Maybe I was just confused or whatever. And then just end up having, like, these fucking boobs as a man and never being able to get rid of those. But ironically, even though I'm on hormones, I never grew tits. But anyways, so I decided personally that I just wanted to wait and explore my gender identity. And so when I was socially transitioning, I had this, like, weird mindset where I didn't feel, like, entitled to my pronouns of she, her. And I knew that I liked them, but I didn't feel like I was feminine enough to, like, be owed those pronouns. And so I was like, okay, my pronouns are she, they, or they, she. Like, before I had, like, embraced being a trans woman fully, I was like, I'm trans feminine. Like, first I came out and I said I was a trans woman. And then I just, you know, I had felt like I wasn't, like, transitioned enough, and I didn't feel like I could ask people to call me that, because I think that was just, like, the deep in, oh God, if you can hear a microwave in the background, I am sorry. I do what I can in the stew. But essentially, yeah, so I didn't feel like I deserved to be called she, her, which was honestly, like, kind of fucked up. And, like, but also at the same time, like, I just, like, wasn't comfortable with it. And I think, like, throughout your transition, like, if things don't, like, you don't feel comfortable asking people to call you she, her yet, then that's fine. Like, you just need to do what, like, feels right for you in the moment. So after I had transitioned for a year and I felt, like, more, a little bit more settled into my femininity, I got to experience with that was my stomach, if y'all heard that. Anyways, I got to experiment with clothes in different styles and just had, like, a lot of fun really exploring that aspect, like, without boundaries of what I wanted that to, like, look like necessarily, but just, like enjoying getting dressed and, you know, wearing more girly things. Even though I didn't wear, like, a lot of skirts at the time, like, I really did enjoy, you know, just all of these, like, new pieces I started incorporating into my wardrobe. And then about a year in, I think it was, yeah, like, just a little bit over a year, and this was during the panoramic. Or no, wait, no. Okay. Sorry. I had actually gone, I think it was about, like, maybe 8 months into socially transitioning, I had gone to this one clinic, and I was like, I, you know, had inquired about, like, getting HRT, but this, like, my primary care provider or the primary care provider there was, like, kind of a fucking cunt, and I just didn't like her vibe. Like, she was just, like, rude to me, and just, I don't know, it almost when she was talking to me about HRT, she was like, well, are you ready? Like, and it was just, like, kind of demeaning the way that she talked to me. And so I ended up, like, not going back for a follow-up appointment. And I know that this is, like, kind of this kind of stuff, like, happens frequently where healthcare providers are not, I don't want to say, like, accommodating, but are just, like, rude to trans people. Like, I mean, I've still experienced this, like, even with, like, navigating surgeries and healthcare, like, people can just be, like, fucking assholes and, like, really do not understand what's it like to be transgender and to be on the phone calling people, like, all the fucking time. It's just, you know, it's just hard to navigate healthcare as a trans individual sometimes. So anyways, after 8 months, I was like, yeah, no, sister, like, I'm good. And then the panoramic happened. And I don't know what exactly was the breaking point when it came to, like, HRT, but you know what it was. Okay, so, I mean, I was a twink, right? And twinks, like, the half-life of a twink is very short. Like, once I was turning, what, like, 23, and I could just, like, I could see myself, like, my twinkness just kind of disappearing. I mean, like, granted, I don't know, I could see myself getting more masculine. And there was one day I just, like, looked in the mirror and I just, like, was, like, I felt, like, really ugly. I mean, at the time, I also, like, wasn't taking care of myself. I was smoking cigarettes. I was drinking all the time. So, yeah, I'm sure my skin looked like fucking shit. But I was just, like, I could see myself just getting more masculine and my cheeks getting more hollow and just, like, having these, like, dark bags under my eye. And I was, like, oh, hell no. Like, I need to get on hormone replacement therapy. So, like, 2 weeks later, I got an appointment at Planned Parenthood, and I told them that I wanted to get on hormones. We did the paperwork. I think I came in the next week, and then the following week, I got my HRT, and I started taking those immediately. So, usually when you start your hormone replacement therapy, they're not going to have you start on they're not going to have you start with injections. So for me, they gave me, like, what, 50 milligram tablets and then Spiro, good old Spiro. And I just, like, I started with that. And then kind of throughout the months, sorry, like every, like, month and a half, they would, like, uptick the Spiro, whatever. And I feel like not the Spiro, but the estradiol. And I feel like the estradiol, it's like this sweet, like, chalky, like, consistency. I don't know. It's like Pez. It's like cunt. I don't know why. I'm like, this is yummy. Like, there's just this, like, sweetness to those, like, tablets that are delicious. Anyways, so the first thing that I noticed after I started my hormones, within, like, less than a week was my skin. Like, as soon as I started taking those, like, my pores and my skin was just so soft and so pretty. And that's, I can always clock, like, girl's tea. Like, I'm saying, like, if a girl is in boy mode, I can usually tell. I'm like, huh, like, you have some really nice skin there, don't ya? And anyways, that's like a dad giveaway to me, but I know other people, like, don't look at that. But yeah, your skin just instantly gets soft, and that was, like, the first thing I noticed. As far after that, I think maybe my hair got shinier. I did notice that my hair got shinier. I had some hair, like, more baby hairs grow around, like, my hairline. That was something else that I noticed. And then, like, my boobs started to develop as well. And by that, I mean, like, my nipples, like, got puffy and, like, my tits were sore. And then I guess I'm like, did I start to get, it's hard for me to say if I got more emotional after starting hormone replacement therapy, because I feel like I was just kind of a volatile person to begin with. So I don't know. I feel like I would just, like, get mad and be like, whatever, it's the hormones. But, like, honestly, I was kind of acting that way before. So I don't know if, like, the hormones really affected me, like, super emotionally at that time, or what the degree of how I was being affected was. But I mean, I think it did affect me, because it's like I had all of this, like, anger inside of me, like, all of this boy anger just, like, inside of me. And then all of a sudden, like, just having, like, the emotional, like, capacity of, like, a woman, or just, like, wanting to cry, like, all the time. So it was just, like, having anger as a male and then, like, having these, like, female, like, emotions. I don't know if this, like, makes sense to any of you or if this has happened to any of you, but I just was, like, very angry and, like, crying a lot after, like, the first, like, couple months. And then things started to, like, level out because I also started to focus on my health and wellness at a time that was actually, like, a pretty productive, like, quarantine was a pretty productive time of my life. But it really wasn't until, like, a year later when you really just start, like, you really start to notice differences. Like, my aunt, though, she said, like, when I was, you know, doing my HRT, like, really, this was after a year, though, that my face had started to change. And for me, that was, like, my cheeks got a little bit fuller, my lips got a little bit fuller, my nose, the shape of my nose changed, like, completely. Like, you know, even though I still have, like, a dorsal hump, it had just kind of, like, it just got, like, a little bit more fleshy. And then also the area around your eyes, like, my eyes got, like, so feminine. Like, I don't know what it was, but something about, like, my eyes just became, like, more open, just, like, more soft. It just, like, everything just started to, like, open up. Oh, and, like, the under my eye, there just was, like, a little bit more fat. So it just looked, like, a lot softer, and my eyes just looked wider and had, like, a more feminine appearance. And, yeah, so that was, like, once I was a year in, that's when I noticed those differences. And then I noticed the body fat redistribution after 1 year. Like, I remember I was running upstairs, and I felt some jiggle back there, and I was like, wait a fucking minute. Like, what the fuck is that? And that was, like, the first time I noticed, like, fat redistribution. Like, my ass, like, definitely got fatter. After being on HRT for a year. But I know that some girls have been like, is it going to make me, like, gain weight? And I honestly don't, like, for me personally, like, HRT did not make me gain weight. You know, I think it depends on every girl's, like, own experiences. But, like, even though I did have HRT cravings and I was eating a lot of salty food, I think that if you're intentional about what you eat and you exercise and, you know, whatever, like, then you should be fine. But, yeah, so I know some girls were, like, talking, have asked me about, like, does it make you gain weight? And, like, me personally, no, it didn't. Something, I mean, maybe I got a little chubby, but then I, like, evened out. So, I don't know, maybe if your cravings get out of control, you might gain a little, but things will even out. And if you, as long as you're good at self-regulating yourself and, you know, making mindful food choices and exercising, then you should be fine. And the emotions, dealing with the emotional aspect of it is not intolerable. So anyways, I was on tablets for about 2 years, and I began to notice with the tablets, like, and I this is, like, fucking crazy, but during the day, like, you take your tablet, right? And I would just look more feminine for a little bit, and then you have a dip. So with the tablets, you have a dip, and then you take another one, because I think it's, like, two. You take two during the day. And, like, I would notice that dip when I looked in the mirror every day. I would just, like, I felt like I just looked a little more haggard, a little less feminine. My pores got bigger. And then I would take the tablet again, and all of a sudden, like, you know, a couple hours later, then, you know, I would just, like, feel like I looked prettier again. And I felt like I would just notice that dip, notice that fucking dip throughout the day, every day. And it was just, like, driving me fucking crazy. So then I was like, I'm going to switch to injections. And injections were fucking amazing, bitch. Like, I love injections. I stand on injections. I think every trans girl should be on injections. I mean, I don't know everybody's experiences, but I'm just saying, like, I recommend injections over tablets any fucking day. Oh my God, I literally need to wrap up this episode. I'm so late. I'm sorry, Ernesto. Okay, so sorry about that. I literally had to stop filming my podcast episode so I could get my hair taken out. I'm not bald completely. She still has some hair left, but you will definitely notice the volume. The volume's gone, bitch. The volume left the chat. But I actually don't look completely terrible. I still, like, I could still, like, go out in public like this and be fine, but anyways, where were we? What were we talking about? I feel like I left off at about a year into hormones. I feel like we were on switching to injections and how, yes, I know where I was. So I was on, we were talking about switching to injections, and I felt like I had just, you know, noticed, like, this, like, uptick and this, like, dip every time that I would take the pills, and I was just, like, sick of that, and I just wanted to try the injection. So went to Planned Parenthood. They gave me the hormones for free, even though I didn't have insurance. So you should definitely go to Planned Parenthood to get your HRT if you have access to one. If you do not have insurance, they will give you free hormone replacement therapy. You are entitled to free gender-affirming care. So yeah, strongly recommend Planned Parenthood for that. Anyways, so... Oh, well. So after the injection, I remember the first, time I took the injection, I, didn't really feel... Oh, wait, no, let me tell you a funny story. Okay. So at the Planned Parenthood office, they had me do it on myself. First of all, I think they accidentally told me to take too much, so definitely listen to your doctor about how much estradiol you should be taking, because I believe you should be taking, depending on, because there's different kinds of estradiol. There is 40 milligrams per ml and there's 200 milligrams per ml or something like that. I don't want to get too clinical because I am not a pharmacist, but there is a difference in those estradols. And if you are taking 0.5 of 200 milligrams per milliliter estradol, then you're overdosing. But anyway, so I remember I literally they had me do it in the office, and I was wearing leggings, so I couldn't hike up my skirt. So literally my fucking thong is I'm sitting in a fucking thong, trying to fucking inject this by myself. And I the first initial time, I poke it through, and I feel my fat moving throughout the needle as I'm doing my injection, and I literally almost fucking passed out. I got lightheaded. I literally felt I was gonna throw up. And the person who was helping me literally had to run up three flights of stairs in order to get me water while I did the injection. So yeah, I almost passed out. That was slightly traumatizing. But now it's it's easier to stick yourself, although I still don't I still get nervous about it, and I still don't sticking myself with a needle, but it becomes bearable. But if needles freak you out, girl, I'm sorry, but as a trans person, you just gotta get the fuck over it. Sorry. You gotta figure out something else to be scared of, because you are gonna be sticking yourself with a lot of needles. Anyways. So after I started the injections, I remember the second day, after I had taken it, I just, I felt I was in God mode, bitch. I was just walking around, just, feeling my pussy, just, this, feminine rage energy, and just, felt, fucking amazing. I could feel the pussy, coursing through my veins. And the thing with estradiol is you only have to take it, or with the injections, is that you only have to take them once a week, or even every other week if you take a little bit more. And you don't notice as much of a dip. You'll start to taper off. And what I mean by the dip, like I said earlier, is just you notice when you need to take your hormones, because you can see the pores on your skin. You just look a little more haggard. You don't look as bright and open, I guess, is how I would describe it. But yeah, so you really don't have to take the injection as much as the estrol. So you won't notice that up and down as you do over time taking the pills. But pills are definitely, and tablets are where you should start. And even though you're taking injections, you're still going to take your Spiro. Though, I can't remember the last time I took my Spiro. Anyways. So yeah, love injections. But I'm going to tell you a story of how I had. So this is a warning to anybody who thinks that they should take more hormones than they are prescribed. This is a cautionary tale. So when I started doing the injections, and because they were free and there was no regulation, like, I could go in and get my, like, injections, like, whenever the fuck I wanted, right? And so they didn't – it's not like when you have insurance and you're going through insurance and they're like, you have this prescription for this set day and you cannot pick it up until this set day when you're out of your prescription. With Planned Parenthood, like, I could go, like, within a reasonable amount of time and request more. So I had, like, a 6-month supply that I went through in, like, 3 months, like 2.5 months maybe. And I started, like, thinking in my mind, I was like, oh, more estradiol means more cunt. So I started, like, actually, like, overdosing on my estrogen, which do not do. Like, you do not want to fuck with your hormones like that. You should absolutely listen to your fucking doctor. Like, do not do what I did. So I was, like, overdosing my estradiol, and I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but if you take too much estrogen, it actually, it creates adverse effects. And so if you're injecting too much estradiol into your body, like, it's not going to feminize you like it normally should. I need to research more on the topic. I'm not going to pretend like I know about it. That's just what my friend told me. But I was overdosing, and this was while, like, I was having a really hard time my first year in New York, and I was, like, pumping myself full of fucking estradiol. And I was giving myself the symptoms of a pregnant person or of, like, somebody going through menopause. That's how fucked up my hormones were. So my mental health was so fucking low, and I didn't even, like, connect the two. Like, I was, like, triple, quadruple dosing my estradiol, and I felt like I was losing my marbles. Like, I was in such a dark place because of it. I was so fucking depressed. I was crying. I was, like, you know, eating a lot. I was, it just really fucked my shit up. So, like, I was actually, like, on the brink of insanity / like, I belonged in a padded room, like, at that time of my life. So you really do need to, like, pay attention to how many milligrams per ml of estradiol you are taking. And if it's, I believe, if you're taking 200 milligrams per milliliter estradiol, then you should be taking, like, 0.2, like, 0.1.5, 0.2 every 2 weeks. And then if it's 40 milligrams per ml, then you should be taking, like, 0.5 ml every 2 weeks. But, like, don't quote me on that. That's just, like, I'm pretty sure that is what it is. But do your own research and always listen to what your doctor says, okay? Because I am not a pharmacist. I am just a girl with a microphone filming a podcast in her closet. Anyways, so I've been on the injections for about, like, 2.5, 3 years, and I guess the next, like, it just had reached a point where, like, I've reached a point in my transition where, like, my boobs, I don't think my boobs have grown. Your boobs really don't, like, stop developing after, like, 2 years on HRT. Like, that's, like, the final result. And I am flat-chested as fuck. I am a committee member, board member on the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. I'm a board member, an active board member on the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. Like, and most trans girls that I know are able to get bigger breasts. Like, they are able to, like, every time I hang out with a group of trans girls, like, I'm always the one with the smallest titties. Like, you know, these girls that, like, I don't even have, like, an A cup. Like, it is, like, it's like a triple A, if that. Like, I, like, have no fucking tits. That is why she's getting a breast aug as soon as she gets her FFS, sister. But, yeah, a lot of girls I know, like, I've seen some trans girls with some nice tiggle bitties. And that really is genetic, as well. That's determined by genetics. Like, my mom was super flat chested, so I really didn't have like a fighting chance, and to also like be assigned like male at birth like really didn't help, obviously. So yeah, I just, after like 3 years on hormones, I just felt like I reached a plateau in my transition. And I feel like I've noticed like all of the effects, like really like the mindset change was the most profound one. And I think that that's part of it is like coming of age, but also it's just like you're getting like all of these emotions that you're learning to deal with. And then you're also just like living as a woman in like your day to day life. So that was like very new and interesting. And that was like really the most profound impact that I feel like hormones had on me. And of course, making me prettier. But yeah, so I reached a plateau in my transition. And that's when I started. I was like, I know I want surgery. So for like a year, I was planning on getting facial feminization surgery. I was on hold all of the fucking time and just like navigating those channels. And it was really hard, and I cried a lot throughout the process just because healthcare providers can be so fucking shitty, and you're constantly having to like vouch for yourself, and people really don't give a fuck. Like, you really have to be your own best ally throughout this process, and you need to be like holding people accountable and following up and being on hold for hours and hours and hours. But it's finally reached to this point where tomorrow I'm literally getting my face done. It has manifested itself. It took a year, and I feel so blessed and so honored. But yeah, hormones could only take me so far, and I want facial feminization surgery. And that was just like the next phase in my transition. After I got hair extensions were another big part of my transition. Like, that was like, bitch, you look at my Instagram, I did not exist before hair extensions, okay? Like, I deleted or archived all of my fucking photos like pre hair extensions. Okay. But yeah, so surgery is just, for me personally, was the next step after being on hormones for about 4 years now. I think it'll be 4 years in this April. I've been on hormones, I think. Yeah, because I started them in 2020 and 2024. So 4 years. And I just am like, I've reached, like, there's only so far that those hormones could take me. My boobs are not growing anymore. Okay. One more thing. One more thing that I want to touch on with the hormones that I think is very important is how you experience an orgasm. Because, sister, after being on hormones for like 3 years, like, I mean, you'll notice your, how you experience an orgasm is like different. Like, before, when I like wasn't on hormones, you know, it's very concentrated, like in your crotchal region, and it's like short and intense. Girl, I'm like, I gotta grab onto this, but girl, having an orgasm, like a female orgasm, like is so, like, it is a full body experience. And also, like, your hormones will, I forget what it's called, but like your amorous zones or something like that, like, if people are like kissing your neck or like your inner thighs, like that, you know, you are derived, like, or your nipples, like, sexual pleasure is derived out of that in a way that like men do not experience, because men, it's just, you know, it's about like their dick, like 99% of the time. So there's other things that like bring you sexual pleasure, and but yeah, so that is also one of my favorite things about the hormones. Like, girl, your orgasm changes, and it is crazy. The female orgasm blows my fucking mind. And I am so grateful to be able to experience orgasms that way. But also, like, I feel like you're not so quick to be horny. Like, I feel like also the hormones, like, you have to, like, stimulate I have to personally, for me, like, I have to be stimulated, like, mentally. Like, I can't just, like, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go. Like, you have to rev the engine. You have to. And that doesn't, and I don't mean just by, like, foreplay and focusing on that area, because that makes me feel kind of dysphoric personally. Just over time, I've noticed, just with, you know, having sex with men, especially like tranny chasers who all want to perform the same specific sexual acts, there's just things that I do not do and I do not tolerate, and I really don't like people down there like personally. But yeah, so female orgasm, that was another, I guess, what am I trying to say? Not destination, landmark, checkpoint in my hormone journey. But yeah, so I feel like that's everything I can think of as far as like my hormones journey. So yes, I'm so happy for how far hormones have taken me along in my transition. And how my body has changed, like the fat redistribution, my skin is softer, the way that I think is different, my orgasms are different, how I experience attraction is different. And yeah, so if you're scared of taking hormones for any specific reason, whether that is irreversible changes, I mean, A, you need to make sure that you are ready for it. I'm not going to tell you, like, if you're not ready for it, like, do not take it. Like, if you will know when you are ready, but if it gives you any peace of mind, just know it's not going to fucking, like, I feel like the changes are subtle over time. It's not like this overnight thing where you're all of a sudden just like crying and you're mad at the world and you're freaking out. And it's, you know, it's more of a relationship with yourself that you're building. So, yeah, just take your time with your transition. When you're ready to take your hormones, you will know. It's not going to cause you to gain a bunch of weight overnight. It's not going to fucking, you know, fuck your brain or whatever. Just as long as you are taking the exact dose that your doctor tells you, no more and no less, you should not be stupid like me and take too much and fuck your whole life up. That will drive you crazy, and that is actually so bad for you. So always listen to what your doctor tells you. And yeah, so that was my hormone journey. I hope that you learned something interesting about hormones, or you were able to relate to any of this content. And if you have any other like hormone related questions, I will do my best to answer. I am not a medical, pharmaceutical, clinical individual, but I can definitely touch on my own experiences. But yeah. So I think this is going to conclude today's episode. Wish me luck, because tomorrow morning at like 5:45 a.m. or I guess today when you're listening to it, 5:45 a.m. today, I'm waking up, I'm going to the fucking hospital, and I'm getting my facial feminization surgery. I do not know if I will have an episode next week because I will be in bed and on Oxy. So I would appreciate having some time to myself just to like recover and heal for a little bit. And I know I said I would do a podcast episode every week, but like I don't think that's gonna happen. I have to upload and do stuff tonight. But yeah, give me a week or two and I will be back. I will be back pushing out content. I'll be back, you know, making videos. But I really do think I need to spend some time in the cocoon. But yeah, feel free to DM me and ask me how I'm doing. If you have any questions, or if, you know, you want to vent, like, I'm always here for you. Like, I am your sister. Like, if you're a trans person, like, I am your sister, like, trust. You can always DM me. But yeah, so that concludes today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And as always, see you next Tuesday.